The following podcast is a production of Institutional Real Estate Incorporated. Before beginning our program, we would like to invite you to sign up for a free trial subscription to one of our publications at irei.com. Whether you are interested in real estate, infrastructure, or real assets in general, IREI has a publication to suit your needs. Select Publications on the main menu to choose a publication. Interested in more than one? Sign up for them all.
The following podcast is sponsored by AppFolio Investment Management.
In a recent study, AppFolio Investment Management customers reported up to 70% growth in their total EUM over a one-year period. How? They were able to cut fundraising time down by 50%, automate waterfall distributions, and impress investors with a professional self-service investor portal. AppFolio Investment Management is your partner in commercial real estate. Learn why thousands of real estate investment managers are choosing AppFolio Investment Management at appfolioinvestmentmanagement.com.
Welcome to the program. Our guest is Amélie Delaunay. She is Director of Research and Professional Standards at ONREV. The acronym stands for the Asian Association for Investors in Non-Listed Real Estate Vehicles. And that organization recently completed its ONREV, INREV, PREA, speaking of acronyms, Investment Intentions Survey for 2022, which we will talk about. Amélie, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, especially with this timing and with the survey out there. That survey, I mean, what did you learn from the Investment Intentions Survey in terms of the appetite among Asian Pacific investors for real estate?
We learned a lot, I will say. So I'll start by addressing your questions in terms of global interest for real estate in general, if you don't mind. And this is, sure, again, quite strong. Real estate AUM of institutional investors keeps on increasing according to our survey. And we reached another record sample of $980 billion USD for this year. And if we look at another INREV NECRIF survey, the capital raising survey that was just released in April this year, a record number of $288 billion was raised in 2021, which is, again, another record. And today, I have to say, I'm going to give you the preview of the INREV INREV NECRIF Fund Manager Survey, which also show a record of asset under management from investment managers at $4.6 trillion in 2020, at the end of 2021. So we have seen really a lot of interest for real estate in general. If we look at Asia Pacific investors in particular, their real estate allocation are slightly under real estate allocation from North American or European investors, around 7.8%. With an average of 9.9% for other investors. But they expect to increase their allocation to nearly 10%. So there's still a lot of room to grow and to invest in real estate. What's interesting to see as well is they have the smallest home bias compared to, again, North American or European investors, with only 64% of their current portfolio in Asia Pacific, compared to 72% for European in Europe and 83% for North American in North America, which made them really global investors. That's a lot of
high level overview.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about COVID-19. Does this represent a rebound from COVID-19, the COVID-19 pandemic, or was real estate investment levels already at that level? Were they resilient in the face of the pandemic? So in other words, did real estate commitments dip during the pandemic and now they're coming back, or have they remained strong throughout?
Oh, Mike, you might remember that last year we talked about the impact of COVID on the investor investment plan for the year. And somehow it was a positive for the region, where we had more respondents indicating they will increase their investment plan for the region than decrease. But Asia Pac has its own path in the fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. And overall, the last year level of transaction showed that appetite for real estate certainly not decreased during the pandemic. And somehow, maybe we've seen investors looking for opportunities among uncertainty. So in 2021, I think there was a huge rebound in global transaction, but APAC again somehow was, showed slowest increase. But again, there was maybe, the region was somehow less impacted in 2020. And looking at the survey for 2022, investors are again very positive for the region, and the majority of institutional investors indicate that they will increase their allocation in Asia-Pac 70%, more than in any other region.
So what are the key factors that are keeping investors wed to real estate? Because there's a lot of different asset classes out there, but their commitments to real estate have remained really strong. I know that real estate has done well over the long term. Is it just a matter of real estate just continues to perform very well, or are there some other factors at play here?
Well, that's a very good question, Mike. And I think you mentioned first the returns, and obviously returns have been pretty good in 2021. And if I may quote the GREFI, the Global Real Estate Fund Index that we produce with INREV and NECRIF, we had a record performance for the year 2021 at 16.2%. It's the best performance since inception, and also Q4 2021 again was the best quarter in terms of total return since inception of the index back in 2005. So really, that returns are really good globally. To your point, comparing to other asset class, I think what we see from the survey is definitely that investors invest for diversification benefits that real estate offers to for multi-asset portfolio. We ask also about other characteristics such as inflation hedging, which is actually ranking the least important in this year's survey. But remember, that survey was done back in November 2021. So at the time where inflation was not so important still. And if we look at investor by domicile, there are some interesting differences. Asia-Pac investors are somehow much more inclined to invest in real estate to enhance returns and for their income return as well. And after that, for diversification, which stands as the first reason for European or North American investors.
Now, I want to ask you about geography, strategies, and property types. Let's start with geography. Those dollars that are flowing into the Asia-Pacific region, where are they flowing in the biggest way in terms of cities or areas of the Asia-Pacific region?
Well, traditionally, we found really the same country and cities as the most attractive for investors in the region. That would be Australia with Sydney and Melbourne, mostly Japan with Tokyo and Osaka, China, Tier 1 cities, South Korea, mostly Seoul, and Hong Kong and Singapore, usually. But this year, we're very happy to see a slight shift in terms of, what are the first geographies that investors are targeting. For the past 5 years, Australian cities were really at the top spot. But this year, Tokyo is actually taking the first spot together with Sydney, and Melbourne the third. And Osaka is interesting, taking the fourth spot and Seoul the fifth. And Seoul has been the most attractive and active market in 21 in terms of transaction. Again, I will say, read the survey. There are so much more. But what's interesting is when we look at investors by domicile, Australian cities are the top preference for Asia-Pac investors, who are obviously dominated by, some of them are from Australia. European investors put Tokyo first and then Sydney and Osaka, whereas US investors put the same rank, Tokyo, Sydney and Melbourne. So yeah, that's interesting to look at different preferences by investor domicile. And again, we're looking at region, but obviously it would be more interesting to look at also investor by the country origin.
So let's talk strategies. Are they favoring core, value add, opportunistic? What are they really? Is core still taking the lion's share, or are you seeing some strength in some of those other areas?
So I'll say core is again taking the lion's share, but to a less extent than previously. But something that we see from the survey, which is really interesting, is when we look at allocation of institutional investors by style, most of it, and it's I'm talking about nearly 80% on average, is core. And so that's obviously going to influence what they're going to buy. And obviously for pension funds that have, you know, liabilities and insurance companies, they need to have more core than opportunistic. That said, for 2022 investment, investors in the region indicated like 28% of them, they will prefer opportunistic style in the region. And that's the, again, the highest percentage on record for the region. And value add stand at 34%. So core is still a majority with 38%, but we have a very interesting focus on more riskier type of style. And again, if we look at investor by domicile, there is an interesting shift. We usually have a very clear preference by, you know, Asia-Pac will prefer core, European will prefer value-add, North America prefer opportunistic. So that remains the same for the later one. But European now are more interested into core, and APAC investors are actually preferring value-add this year for 2022. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to property types, obviously COVID-19 has kind of shuffled the deck because office has been called into question. Obviously, retail got hit very hard. Hotels got hit very hard. What are they like for property types now? What's the ranking?
Well, you're going to be tired to hear me saying this is an interesting shift or it's a new record, but actually the 2022 survey was really offering a lot of new finding from, you know, new trends in terms of investor shifting in terms of strategy, location, but it's the same in property type. I mean, it's the first time really on record, and we've done the survey since more than 15 years now, that the industrial sector became the first preferred sector for institutional investors. It's the first time definitely that it's overtaking office. Obviously, we always say office is the more liquid in the region. It's also offering the bigger stock. It's not that easy to access industrial assets. And it's really also obviously emphasized and amplified by the pandemic. After having suffered, I say, from the COVID-19 impact, the retail sector regains one spot, but it's still only 27% of institutional investors indicating that they want to invest in retail, which is not a lot and a huge gap compared to industrial office and residential. I should say we should not forget residential. And just to add to that point, you know, the survey cover as well, what's the best city sector combination? And it's the first time again on that we have a new combination at the top for institutional investors. Tokyo residential comes first. And that's, again, a really interesting shift for the region. So residential have been gaining a lot of interest. And Tokyo residential for sure is really the booming sector for institutional investors in the region.
Is there a dominant channel through which these investment dollars are being committed? Are there particular types of funds that it's being channeled through?
Well, I think the pandemic has had a very significant impact on the way investors deployed capital in the past 2 years. And I think it's everywhere in the world that has definitely benefited non-listed listed funds. When we asked investors how they intend to increase their allocation to the region, 59% expect to increase their allocation through funds, and with a further 24% not expecting to change the allocation. So that is also the most common route to market in the region. Obviously, again, amplified by the pandemic, lack of travel gave a significant advantage to investment managers with teams on the ground. And the preference for fund has been really shared among all investors, independently of their domicile. And that's actually new as well, because usually Asia-Pac investors tend to have more direct approach to their own region. But it's also shared by large investors, and that's new. I mean, we have seen for the past 10 years really more interest for joint ventures and clubs, so more direct approach from the largest investors, but it's the first time that they actually indicated that they will increase the allocation through funds as well. So that's, that's a new interesting finding from the region.
So the sands are shifting right underneath real estate investors' feet.
Yeah.
Interesting finding. So if somebody wants to get a copy of the report, Amelie, where would they get one?
So they need to be an NREF member and they can download the survey from the website. Obviously, if you have any questions, you can download the snapshot for anyone or the infographic, and happy to help if you need anything. We are, investor-focused association, so any investor will get a free copy.
Well, Amelie, thank you for the report.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike. I very much enjoyed talking with you today.
This podcast was sponsored by AppFolio.